Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is the OBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 754. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. Welcome. I used to be a recruiter, and I did so for more than 40 years, filling more than 1,200 positions over the course of that time. And some years ago, I started to do podcasting and videos. And what I've done is curate the best of my stuff and some other people's stuff at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Plus, you can ask me questions there that are designed to help you find work more quickly so that you don't make dumb mistakes that prove costly. In addition, I do one-on-one coaching with people. And usually, I'm an expensive guy. You know, I charge $250 for a half hour of time, $399 for 1 hour or 2 half hours of time on up to a price that's approximately $1,500 for 8 half-hour sessions to coach someone through their search. But to celebrate Job Search Radio's 300th show, a half-hour session with me is only $99. So if you email me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us and in the subject line put the words Job Search Radio, you'll receive an email back from us asking you to make payment, which you have to make before the end of the month in order to qualify for $99 for a half hour. As you can see, that's quite a reduction in my normal price. And again, you have to do it before the end of the month. And you can purchase multiple sessions from me. So again, jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the words Job Search Radio. Now let's get going. One of my coaching clients was on an interview this past week and was asked this fabulous question. I'll explain why I like it a lot. And the question is, who are your enemies? Now, I coach executive job hunters. So along the way, you do have to butt heads with people. After all, it's not all kumbaya professionally, right? There are people that you have disagreements with. And what a firm is looking for is the story and the texture behind it. I'm not going to go into this person's story. I think he made a small mistake, and I'll just explain how to answer the question best. See, when he answered it, he talked about something in fairly recent times without contextualizing it. Let me restate that. He talked about something that was 10 years past without really stating that it was 10 years past. It's not a problem that he had the disagreement, but to me, he could have done just a touch better had he said, you know, 10 years ago, I was far less experienced than I am now. I was in a situation where I, and he then goes on to the rest of his story. In this particular case, it might be, you know, we had a COO who was eavesdropping on the phone calls, reading people's emails, and it was problematic. And, you know, ultimately, there was a reason why he was doing it, but he didn't really explain it, yada, yada, yada. But the miss here was not talking about something that was 10 years past and say, you know, I did this at a time where I was less experienced. And then talking about the mistake that he made and how we created an enemy out of this situation. Now, the person who was interviewing him, which, and again, this is only going to be asked of a senior individual, the person who was interviewing him knew the firm, knew the board members involved at the firm, and it was important that this question get opened up because he would have found out about it anyway. And that's the reality of senior professionals. You know, it doesn't matter where in the country you are, doesn't matter, Well, I'll just simply say it doesn't matter where in the country you are or what industry that you're in. There are people who know people, and there's a way of checking out the authenticity or the accuracy of your story. Part of your role as an executive in an organization is having the self-awareness to admit that you make mistakes and talk about what you learn from them. No one expects perfection. And had you said, you know, I don't think I've ever made an enemy in my career, you would signal to them that you're an idiot. So you got to open up about this stuff, but you have to put it in a context of talking about something from years past. Because, frankly, that's where most of us make our mistakes, right? You know, we make more mistakes when we're junior, or more critical mistakes when we're less experienced than we do now that we're senior professionals. So that's the way to do it. You contextualize it by talking about something that you did many years ago, and you say, you know, 10 years ago, when I was much less experienced than I am now, this is what happened. Today, I would approach that differently. And then you talk about how you might have handled it now. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways that you can connect with me. The first one, of course, is reach out to me on LinkedIn. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love to hear from my listeners. It just puts a big smile on my face. Next, if you're an executive and interested in my coaching you, email me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Mention in the subject line that you're interested in coaching. I'll reach back to you. We'll set up a time to speak. We'll figure out whether this makes sense. I want to be clear. I'm not here to be your recruiter. I no longer do search work. I'm a coach helping people find their next position. And as such, my work is not free. I'm not doing this as a charitable endeavor. I'm here to see whether I can help you and whether your background is something where I can be of service. And if you're not an executive, the best place to connect with me is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I've curated information that I've created and other people have created. It's there with their permission, of course. And you can ask me questions. So right now there's over 400 pieces of content there, plus the ability to ask me questions. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com is that site. And by the way, and I haven't really mentioned this on the site, in addition to doing job search coaching, I also do executive coaching and life coaching. And I've done so for years. So if you're interested in that, message me again at my email address, jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Tell me about what you're interested in, and I'll get back to you and we'll talk about it. Hope you found this helpful. And in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.